Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was asked what I really did as a pastor. I could talk the tasks, the times, the theology, but I heard myself saying, well, it really is all about baptism. I am either wanting people to be baptized and linked with Jesus, or I am wanting Christians to return to their baptism each day because they are linked with Jesus. Baptism is something done to us by which what Jesus has done for us is made personal to us, which God is faithful towards and never abandons. In Martin Luther's Large Catechism, he concludes his section on baptism, which is about infant baptism, with these words: therefore, our baptism abides forever, and even though someone should fall from it and sin, nevertheless we always have access thereto, that we may again subdue the old man. But we need not again be sprinkled with water, for though we were put under the water 100 times, it would nevertheless be only one baptism, although the operation and signification continue and remain. Repentance, therefore, is nothing else than a return and approach to baptism, that we repeat and practice what we began before but abandoned. This I say, lest we fall into the opinion in which we were for a long time, imagining that our baptism is something past, which we can no longer use after we have fallen again into sin. The reason is that it is regarded only according to the external act once performed and completed, and this arose from the fact that Saint Jerome wrote that repentance is the second plank by which we must swim forth and cross over after the ship is broken, on which we step and are carried across when we come into the Christian Church. Thereby the use of baptism has been abolished so that it can profit us no longer. Therefore the statement is not correct, or at any rate not rightly understood, for the ship never breaks, because, as we have said, it is the ordinance of God, and not a work of ours. But it happens indeed that we slip and fall out of the ship. Yet, if anyone fall out, let him see to it that he swim up and cling to it till he again come into it and live in it as he had formerly begun. Thus it appears what a great, excellent thing baptism is, which delivers us from the jaws of the devil and makes us God's own, suppresses and takes away sin, and then daily strengthens the new man, and is and remains ever efficacious until we pass from this estate of misery to eternal glory. For this reason, let everyone esteem his baptism as a daily dress, in which he is to walk constantly, that he may ever be found in the faith and its fruits, that he suppress the old man and grow up in the new. For if we would be Christians, we must practice the work whereby we are Christians. But if anyone fall away from it, let him again come into it. For just as Christ, the mercy seat, does not recede from us or forbid us to come to him again, even though we sin, so all his treasure and gifts also remain. If therefore we have once in baptism obtained forgiveness of sin, it will remain every day as long as we live, that is, as long as we carry the old man about our neck. Let us pray. Merciful Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, gave up his life and gave it to us at our baptism so that we might die to self and live in him. Give us such close fellowship with him that in all our doubts and dangers our faith may not fail. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.